I think you could really overestimate the amount of change that we're going to see. This is a very large, robust organization with enormous amount of momentum moving forward. And the momentum comes from high-quality people, high-quality programs. And I don't think, even if somebody came in and wanted to make fundamental, big, rapid changes, I don't think they could, number one. But number two, I don't think they'd want to, because this is a wonderful place. So I don't find that to be a big concern.
It's the strength of the faculty and the organizational processes in the university and the structures there with deans and chairs that keep the university going.
Right.
And that's why you can make changes at the top without much fear of losing the real strength that you have as a university. Every generation of leaders have certain imprints that they will work toward and lead toward change that hopefully gets it better and better all the time. That's what we want for our successors. And I have no doubt that there will be effective leadership continuing, and we'll see things just continue to prosper for the university.
One thing I'm going to throw out there, because, again, I work on campus, and I think because it's been such a big shift naturally, I think there's some speculation. And the speculation I have heard from some is that some or all of you may have been forced out, something like that. What would you say to that type of speculation? You've already talked a little bit, Chancellor Deaton, about your motivations for retiring.
Well, I'd say if that were the case, we've not felt it, let me say. Okay. No, these are very natural processes of change that are underway here, and us looking at our professional and personal lives generally.
I think you have four people leaving for four very different kinds of reasons that just happened to come together at the same time. I don't see any common dynamic.
Right, it wasn't planned at all.
No.
In fact, we were sort of surprised ourselves as it evolved, but it was just the nature of we've had a team that certainly worked very closely and well together, but in different ways, and that team continues. Whether that person, as Provost said earlier, whether that person is carrying it out or someone that was working in the organization now is in the interim position pushing it, and new leadership will come in and the organization will continue to go forward.
Okay. Well, moving on again, we actually did get a question despite the fact that we aren't live this week. We put out a call to some of our former guests to ask if they had questions, and Mary Beck, who is actually a law professor here at the university, sent us a question asking why you both stayed on so long at the university. Past retirement age, what made you stay here this long?
Well, first let me say, I'm not sure what retirement age is anymore. Last week I was in a conversation with a lawyer in Houston, and I said something about the 70s as maybe a time to think about things a little differently. He was very surprised. Of course, I was talking to a peer age-wise. He was like, well, so what's new about that? You know, my gosh, we're all charging away. For me, I had, there were family aspects of my family I wanted to spend more time on. There were aspects of my appointed role on BIFED, Board for International Food and Ag Development, I wanted to spend more time on. Then I wanted to focus on fewer items and do less of the day-to-day administrative work, quite honestly. So it just came for me. It came very naturally at a point where I just wanted to do things a bit differently.
I came to higher ed as a first-generation student, and my dad quit school in seventh grade. I went to undergraduate school in my late 20s. I had no idea what higher ed meant, really, and it opened up a life for me that I could never have imagined. I'm really passionate about it. So why did I stay on? It's something I'm passionate about, and I really want to try to make a difference, and it's satisfying to me. And so all of that together is it was not a hard decision to stay on.
I would add the thought of staying on, I never thought of it as staying on. I was just doing what came naturally. And I had a similar background, and neither of my parents, my father went through high school, my mother eighth grade, and no one in our family had gone on to university. And so this was a new experience. And as Brian said, it opened up a whole world. Very exciting, very stimulating. And I think both Brian and I are as stimulated today as we were when we started this process. It's a very exciting process.